Hello everyone, this is January. Welcome to Morning English.
Hello everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
Nora, don't you feel the pandemic in Europe has been getting worse again these days?
是的，而且很多名人也得了新冠。比如说最近电影《信条》里面的男主，也是蝙蝠侠的主演 Robert Pattinson, 也得了新冠，就还挺让人担心的。
是的，还有最近爆出来的 David Beckham and his wife, 贝克汉姆夫妇，据说他们都是 super spreader, 就是超级传播者。
Oh yeah, I've heard about it. Many British netizens were so angry with them, condemning them traveling around during the pandemic period.
没错，因为他们被扒出来在疫情期间还在四处旅游、开 party、出席活动，所以现在网上有很多人都在骂他们。
是的，那具体外媒还有网友们到底是怎么来评价这件事情的呢？我们就一起来听一下这期的节目，了解一下吧。
今天的笔记呢，也都为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。According to the headline of Daily Mail, David and Victoria Beckham caught coronavirus in March while jet-setting between the States and UK.
Jet set, 这就是一个新词，做动词的时候呢，指的就是 travel around the world enjoying yourself, 就是在全世界四处旅游啊，通常指的是有钱人的奢侈旅行。
是的，所以这个头条的意思就是说，贝克汉姆夫妇早在三月份在英美之间来回旅游的时候就已经染上新冠了。
Yeah, but I noticed that they didn't say the exact time when they contracted the virus.就新闻的头条其实并没有说他们到底是什么时候开始得新冠的。
No, I guess they have no idea about this. And another media, The Sun, said that they secretly caught it while partying in LA.
Secretly caught it, 意思就是秘密感染，就是在洛杉矶聚会的时候就已经秘密感染了。那根据贝克汉姆的行程表，那个时候才3月1号，他们才刚开始旅游呢。Mm-hmm.Later, they traveled between UK and the States several times.
是的，这个信息量仔细揣摩一下是非常大的。
没错，
很多网友说 ，Not sure they secretly caught it. Maybe they knew they caught it, but kept it as a secret.
对，还有网友调侃是 Victoria's secret. 那所以这两个媒体啊，也就是闪烁其词，就说他们秘密感染，到底是不知情被秘密感染，还是说知道了之后故意保密？就要看大家怎么去理解了。那当然大家也需要理智吃瓜，毕竟也没有实锤。
Right, but according to the couple, they didn't know when they were infected.
是的，夫妻本人还是坚持声称自己不知道什么时候感染的。不过我个人觉得三月份的时候出去旅游也挺不负责任的。
对。
At that time, there was already a widespread of coronavirus in Europe. It was certainly not a good time for traveling.
没错，英国二月底的时候就已经有学校开始停课了，然后意大利呢很快就接着封城了，这个点四处旅游就确实挺危险的。
Yeah, and as David had promotional duties, they attended a couple of swanky networking events and were shaking hands and kissing fans during the period.
Swanky, 这个单词的意思就是说 very rich and fashionable, 非常奢华时髦的。Promotional 就是宣传的意思。那么由于贝克汉姆呢是很多活动的宣传大使，他们参加了很多奢华的派对啊、活动啊，还握手亲吻了很多球迷。
对，所以如果想一下，要是这个时候他们就携带了病毒的话，就肯定感染了很多人。
对，
嗯哼。而且之后他们又飞去了英国去为他们的大儿子庆祝21岁的生日。
Right, you know, they threw an extravagant birthday party at their homeWith a number of celebrity guests.
Through 就是 throw 的过去式。Throw a party 这个短语呢就非常的地道，指的是举办聚会。Extravagant 就是非常豪华的。你知道他们两个就投资了10万英镑来庆祝生日，还邀请了很多名人嘉宾。
是的，这么大的仗势，难怪 Victoria 事后说 She feared that she's a super spreader.
我听到感觉还挺无语的。I don't think it's the right time to throw a party anyway at that time.
是的，英国的很多网友也都是这么说的。我就记得我看到一条评论说 It was totally irresponsible to be throwing parties at 7 March. By then, we all knew that coronavirus was on the march, and we had to take steps to stop it spreading.
I can't agree more with this. Irresponsible 意思就是不负责任的，因为本来我们就要去阻止它的传播，而且你在这个时候去举办一个巨型的 party， 那这种情况就是 it was totally irresponsible。
是的，而且评论里面还说到了 they must be brain dead if they didn't realize this.
Brain dead 这个词呢就是一个口语词汇，意思就是说 extremely stupid， 就非常愚蠢。所以可以看出来英国的网友们真的是被激怒了。
是的，不过贝克汉姆夫妇后面据他们自己说也是有在弥补的。
Mm-hmm.
For example, Victoria really panicked and forced the entire family to quarantine rigidly for more than the required 2 weeks period in UK.
Panicked 意思就是恐慌啊。所以当 Victoria 知道有了症状之后呢，她就强迫整个家庭都在家里隔离多于2周，而且那个时候英国还没有开始隔离的政策。所以这件事情当时有很多人其实都在表扬他们，不过当时网友还不知道他们其实已经确诊了新冠了，所以算是被迫隔离。
Yeah， 而且他们隔离的时候呢经常发生火灾，也被骂得挺惨的。 You know, they were isolated in their luxury mansion with a swimming pool and a football pitch and such.
是的， mansion 意思就是大宅子，那他们的豪宅呢就肯定不用多说了，肯定是各种条件都可以满足。所以当地的一个官员当时就很气愤地公开批评说道， Showing off your beautiful country mansion on social media and telling us all what a wonderful time you're having is just rubbing our noses in it.
Rub one's nose in it 字面意思就是说擦鼻子，那实际上呢它是要表达 to say or do things that make someone remember that they failed or get something wrong， 就是挖苦别人让别人的境况雪上加霜。
对，当然我们现在都知道从最终的结果来看，隔离肯定是一件好事，不过其实当时在国外嘛，有很多人是不太支持隔离的。 Maybe they live in a poor environment， 就住的条件非常差，而且没有办法工作。对这部分人来说呢，隔离就是直接影响到了他们的生计。
Yeah, at the meantime, they had been bombarding their followers with pictures and videos of enjoying a luxurious lockdown.就是别人的隔离非常的痛苦，但是他们却在高调的秀生活。
Mm-hmm. That's why some netizens say they are so selfish. And others say Beckhams and other celebrities are just being stupid, irresponsible, and insensitive.
那刚刚这里的评论呢，其实用到了非常多不好的词，比如说 selfish, 自私的， stupid and irresponsible 就是前面说到的愚蠢而且不负责任，最后的 insensitive 就是漠不关心的。
嗯，然后还有一点我觉得也很值得吐槽啊。You know, Victoria said she would donate money, but then she was asking the government to pay for furloughing her staff instead of paying herself.
Donate money 意思就是说捐钱。Furlough 这个单词呢是今年的一个热词，表示的是暂时解雇。所以就是说 Victoria 一方面说自己要捐钱，但另一方面呢又要求政府来支付员工的休假补助。
是的，但他之前给自己的�儿子举办生日就随便花了10万英镑呢。
Yeah, so Piers Morgan, an English broadcaster, called her a pampered prima donna.
Piers Morgan 就是英国的一个知名主持人啊，他当时在采访中就直言不讳地说道 Victoria 是一个 pampered prima donna。 Pampered 意思是纵容溺爱的，而 prima donna 这次呢就是首先有一个前缀 prima 意为主要的和后面的 donna 女士这两个部分合成的， prima donna 意思就是女主角。所以这里呢就可以看出来 Morgan 其实在用讽刺的语气在说 Victoria。
嗯，也可能是因为疫情期间他们也上了太多次的头条了。
是的，那节目最后呢还是希望他们全家人都比较健康，那所有患新冠的病人呢也早日的康复。
那今天的节目呢主要就是讲解了部分外媒对贝克汉姆一家患新冠这件事的一些报道还有评价，
笔记也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you so much for listening. This is Jen.
This is Nora. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。